Good morning. Welcome to the Atheist in the Desert podcast. It is Monday, January 14th, 2019. Appreciate you listening. This morning I want to talk a little bit about anxiety. And I know I've done past podcasts a few times. It's always funny because I go back and look at the ones I've done. And the ones that always seem to get the highest are ones on depression and one on anxiety. And it makes sense because that's a lot of what I think people go through. I go through it. I think multiple people go through it. And if you've heard me speak in the past, you know, I always say that I think that, you know, everyone has different levels of anxiety and depression and these types of things. And you know, again, some people are wired differently than others. And I'm not here to diagnose or tell you what to do or how to deal with these things. But again, I think that some of these things that we feel in our brains are genetic, and I think they're physical, and I think they're, well, they say they're physical, there's certain wiring in our brain, but I think we have to look at it like anything that's part of us physically. Obviously, you know how I feel about consciousness, and I think that's physical as well. So this anxiety that I feel, like even this Monday morning, just having some anxiety, thinking about work and the work coming up, and you know, I'm in sales, so I gotta get some job. You know, I always feel like I gotta go out and get some jobs and do these things and try to make things happen. And I always feel like that is what's causing my anxiety. When in reality, that's not what it is at all. I just have that I have that thing in me that I'm sort of susceptible to anxiety genetically. You know, both my parents are high strung, you know, we're high strung people. My dad, you know, I still talk to my dad on a regular basis. He's 70 years old and he still, you know, tells me sometimes he can't sleep at night. He's thinking about something, whatever. But externally, he's pretty much set money wise. I mean, there's really nothing for him that he should have anxiety about. But yet, I think what it is we have the anxiety. And again, I've said this in the past, and I'm sorry for the repeat, but I'm just thinking about it this morning. But we have the anxiety, and then whatever we decide to label, we try to label it as some external thing that's creating the anxiety. And I just don't believe that's the case. I don't think that's caused by anything. I think that I've always been prone to this. My kids seem to be as well. They both now, Sunday nights, they start saying, oh, I don't want to go back to school, and you can tell they're thinking about it, and I can't go to sleep, and getting out of bed in the morning. Now, I've never, as these kids have gotten older, I've never sat and told them, like, oh, Sunday nights, you should start thinking about school and worrying and thinking about, you know, tests or whatever. It's just kind of happened. They just have started feeling that way. So, I don't know if that's been learned. You know, there's always that stigma out there that the weekends are better than the Mondays and that type of thing. So I get some of that, but it's just kind of in them. And I go back to, you know, the way we're created physically and you know, the way we've evolved over millions of years, that this thing in our brain that we label anxiety was something that, and it still can be, actually, it can be motivating. You know, our ancestors, if they had anxiety about getting up and getting the hunt or getting the food, you know, they were the first ones that survived. You know, obviously, you know, if you want to talk about Darwin and natural selection and adaptation, probably the species that had the higher anxiety are the human beings, you know, millions of years ago or whatever, you know, we were at that time, probably the ones that had this anxiety or had this higher level of anxiety probably survived more. You know, because they were probably first in line for everything, you know, first in line for the food for the kill, or getting food from, you know, getting their crops in first, or whatever it was, this motivating thing. I think that anxiety is a thing in us that can be motivating. And I think it's how we harness it or how we look at it and understand that it's just there. You know, why is it that this Monday morning I'm feeling this way, but yet Friday, you know, around noon, 1 o'clock, when I know my day was starting to wind down, that I was more relaxed? I think it's just, it's built in us. I've gotten to a point now for myself that I understand that this is how I am. You know, I have high anxiety. I recognize it and I deal with it. And again, it's not always I'm not saying it's some perfect science and all of a sudden I just feel better. That's not what it is at all. I'm willing to accept all parts of being, of me as a human being. I might not always like it. I might not always enjoy it, but it is what it is. I think me getting mad or getting upset or trying to fight my anxiety is very similarly to me trying to change the fact that I have blue eyes. You know, I can't change the fact that I have blue eyes. I can accept it. Well, I have blue eyes and that's what it is. I kind of look at that with some of these feelings like anxiety. And you might hear that and think that kind of sounds weird or whatever. Now, when I said that anxiety I don't feel is caused by anything, that still doesn't mean that certain things, you know, and again, on my past podcast about anxiety, I talked about this, but just hit home again that it doesn't mean that certain things they don't help. I'm not going to sit there and say that if all of a sudden you lost your job today, that you're not going to be stressed out. Of course you are. But how many times have you been, if you look at stress, it's kind of like the way I used to look at when I drank alcohol. You know, a lot of times, like I went to a meeting yesterday, an AA meeting, and I was sitting in there listening and people talking about how bad things got and how bad everything was. And I started drinking because I was depressed or whatever it was. But how many times did you drink when you felt good? A lot of times. In fact, I would argue that it didn't matter if I was feeling good or bad. I drank the same. And I think if most people went back and looked at that, you know, people that struggle with alcohol, they would say that, you know, I drank just as much as when things were good as when things were bad. You know, so-called good, so-called bad, you know, see my good, bad podcast. However, so again, going back to the anxiety thing, I have just as high as anxiety as like when I'm making a ton of money and I got, you know, jobs coming in left and right as when things are slow, you know, and sometimes I pick things out. Like if things get really busy, I think to myself, oh, we don't have enough crews and we're probably going to have to close because we can't handle this business. And if things slow down, oh man, we're going to have to slow down. I'm going to have to look for a different job. I mean, I'm always, this anxiety that I have felt since I can remember, you know, I always think it's caused by something. I always think it's, well, I need to make more money or I need to do this or I need to do that. And it's just not what it is, you know? Yeah, I need to get up and go to work and pay my bills and feed my family and, you know, try to maintain a certain level of lifestyle that we're used to, which is kind of fun, but that could go away too. There's no permanent anything. I'm reading this book about Rome right now. And, Rome was a powerhouse at one point. And in this particular chapter I was reading this morning, it was talking about they went through a period where they were being invaded constantly and they couldn't do anything about it. These they were wealthy citizens of Rome. These invaders would come in and ransack them for a few days, take all their stuff and leave them. There was no security there. They couldn't even do anything. You know, there's no such thing as true security. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank, how healthy you think you are, all things come to an end. And so if you look at it that way, it just makes sense that anxiety is not caused by anything. Because, you know, certain people I know that have money are still stressed out all the time. And so this anxiety that I have felt since I can remember, always been very like a nervous, you know, hey, I got to go to school today. This teacher's going to get annoyed with me because I don't have this thing done. You know, this kid's going to bug me in class and, you know, whatever it is, it had nothing to do. My anxiety had nothing to do with any of those things. And, just the acceptance of it helps a lot. I started a podcast, I think on Friday, and I was going to call it Buffers. And, you know, I didn't, I look at life now and I say to myself that I like to deal with life on life's terms. And, you know, alcohol was a buffer for me for a lot of years. And when I felt a certain way, I could take that into my system. And I have a brain that for whatever reason, when I take enough of that into my brain, I feel better. It gives me a sense of peace. But it's a false sense of peace. You know, sometimes we get this idea as human beings that we're designed to just be at peace all the time and never experience any type of hardship. And that's just not what it is. To be human is hardship. And not hardship necessarily, like externally, we got to go through things, because that's definitely can be a part of it. But just in general, we have all these feelings and these emotions, you know, and you have to take the so-called good with the so-called bad. And this supposed anxiety that I have this morning, you know, it's here. I can deal with it. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that everything's perfect in life, because it's not. There's this idea of, and I think, again, that's what makes anxiety worse, depression, but I'm particularly talking about anxiety today, is this idea that, well, if I can just do A, B, and C, then that should help take some of this anxiety away. And there's definitely something to that. It's just some of the external things. I'm not saying there's not. I'm kind of starting to run out of steam here with this anxiety topic. You know, I'm going down the freeway this morning, and you've heard me say in the past that, you know, everybody that I'm driving with right now on this freeway has issues, has problems, is on their way to work, maybe has a boss that they think is going to yell at them when they get there, maybe have a client they got to have to deal with today. We all think we're unique, you know. This ego, this conscious separation that you hear me harp on quite a bit, that to me is the root of most of our dilemmas, most of our hardships in our mental state, you know. A lot of these things, you know, I maybe can't snap my fingers and make my anxiety go away. I mean, I could take a pill, you know. But again, if I just took a pill every time I had anxiety, I'm never going to strengthen my anxiety muscles, you know. How do you get better? Again, it's like a muscle, you know, I've said this in the past, but I can't get stronger. I can't strengthen my muscles if I never lift weights. You know, and if I go to lift weights the first time, a lot of times you're sore for a couple days. You can only lift so much. But eventually you keep lifting those weights and you keep, you know, putting those muscles under stress. They start to build and get stronger and grow. I mean, why can't that be any different with our brains and our certain pathways of our brain? And they've done studies and stuff. We can strengthen those pathways. You know, you can physically change your brain. By, you know, I have those pathways that are kind of marked out of anxiety and depression, and if I start to react a certain way, I can start to change some of that stuff. It's not easy. I mean, in, you know, 42 years of life on this planet, I still struggle with a lot of it, but I'm getting better. And I don't know, I just felt like talking about anxiety this Monday morning. I think part of it is because, you know, I can see it in my kids, you know, especially my son. You know, my son definitely seems like he's, as he gets older, we'll see how these things start to turn out for him. But he definitely is a worrier. He definitely, you know, he has some of these things that I experience, you know. And hopefully I can kind of help him deal with some of this stuff. I can't fix him. I can't change him. He's gonna have to go through some of this stuff just like I did. But, maybe I can kind of help him out. But I can't worry about that. You know, the ever-changing flow of the universe is what it is. I can only do what I can do. And so, to sum up on this Monday morning about anxiety, you know, we have to go through it. And again, I'm not, like I said at the beginning, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I'm not anything. I'm not saying you throw away your anxiety medications and, you know, whatever, start dealing with these things head on. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that sometimes I look at these things as, if I'm going to be a person who, you know, believes along the lines of, I believe consciousness can be explainable. I believe that all of these things are physical in our brains. I have to look at it like that's anxiety and depression and some of the bad feelings, so-called bad feelings. They're causal too. Happiness, sadness, everything. It's something in my brain. You know, I was watching this thing on YouTube yesterday about just the size of the universe, and I just, again, you can't even wrap your head around it. You know, it was just talking about, this particular thing was just talking about galaxies that are local just in our neck of the woods, and I think there's, you know, maybe 8 to 10 to 12 galaxies that we would consider local, that are, you know, fairly close to us as far as the scheme of the universe. And just the size of these things, you know, the Andromeda galaxy, it's one of them. And that one, I think it has a trillion some stars. There's another one, I can't remember the name of it, but there's another one that has like 40 billion stars. I mean, the way you talk about some of these things, it's just, you can't even, it's just impossible to get your head around it, you know? And the importance that we place on these things that causes this so-called anxiety and so-called everything, really. We're going to be one day, I really fully believe that one day we're going to be able to explain these things thoroughly. And we're going to see this consciousness for what it is. It's physical. It's evolved over time, just like everything. And we're going to have to start to understand that we have to deal with some of these things head on. And have those moments that you've of distress, you know? Distress? Is that a word? Sorry. You know my English language speech. Have a good day. Talk soon.